Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science and technology that affects how you view the world around you, how you view the universe. That's what Science Fantastic is all about. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a phone call. That's right. You can get on the air. You can have your thoughts heard on over 100 radio stations and the internet by calling 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, that's all you have to do. And maybe your thoughts can be heard on the internet and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I have 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And lately, because of all the motion around Marvel comics and Marvel movies talking about the multiverse, a lot of people have expressed interest in my earlier book, Parallel Worlds. Yes, in that book, I give a history, a complete understanding via Einstein's equations of parallel worlds and the multiverse. The multiverse was not created by Marvel Comics and the movies. No, the multiverse was created by physicists to try to explain the subatomic world. But if the subatomic world can be explained by probabilities and by the quantum theory, then perhaps the universe also has a multiverse. Really quick, it turns out that the quantum theory, that is the theory of the atom, is based on the idea that electrons can be multiple places at the same time. That's the reason why we have lasers, we have the internet, we have transistors, we have all the wonders of modern technology, which seems to defy common sense, because electrons are two places at the same time. Get used to it. But now, if we apply quantum mechanics to the universe, not just to electrons, but to the entire universe, then we're forced to admit the possibility of a multiverse. In the same way that electrons can be in many places at the same time, giving us the laser, for example, then universes can also be in many states at the same time. And then that gets us into Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and the Avengers, and all the Marvel comics that are set in the multiverse. Anyway, if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The hotline number, once again, is 612-564-8135. Let's take a listener phone call.
This is John Cooper, Daytona Beach, Florida. I had always heard on the radio years ago about if you were being transported in a train that would travel the same speed as a bullet being shot from a gun in the opposite direction, what would happen to that bullet? You're traveling the opposite direction and you shoot the bullet in the opposite direction. Where does the bullet go? Some people said it would not go anyplace. Some people said it would travel the distance that it normally would travel. So that is my question.
Okay, well, this question can be answered using Newtonian mechanics, which works for low velocities. So let's take an idealized train. First of all, a train with no air in it, so there's no air friction to worry about. And it's traveling at a low velocity because, of course, bullets can travel at thousands of feet per second. So we're talking about a low velocity train with no air in it. According to Isaac Newton, velocities add and they can subtract. So if I'm moving in the forward direction and shoot a bullet in the forward direction at the same velocity, the velocity of the bullet with regards to the ground is twice the original velocity. Velocities add, okay? You see that all the time on an escalator. When you walk on an escalator and somebody looks at you from outside the escalator, that person from the outside of the escalator sees you moving at a constant velocity walking on the escalator plus the velocity of the escalator itself. So velocities add. Now let's flip around. Let's flip it around so that you are walking on an escalator and you fire a bullet in the opposite direction very slowly, so it's the same velocity as the escalator. Then the question is, given the fact that this very slow bullet is moving in the opposite direction than you are, where does the bullet go? Assuming there's no air friction again, the bullet simply drops to the floor. It has zero velocity with regards to the surrounding environment because velocities can add and velocities can subtract. So this is something that you can do yourself, okay? Now, here's where it gets really murky now. Let's say instead of a gun, you have a flashlight. A flashlight, and according to Einstein, light always travels at the same velocity no matter which way you point the gun. So if you're on the escalator now with a flashlight and you point the flashlight in the same direction that you're going in, then somebody from the outside would say that the light beam is traveling at the velocity of light plus the velocity of the escalator. Nope, that's not how it works. Velocities no longer add when you go toward the speed of light. So the Newtonian common sense understanding that velocities can add and velocities can contract fails once you start to go toward the speed of light. And it was Einstein who made that leap of logic. He said, starting off, he said, light travels in the same velocity no matter which way you point the gun or which way you point the flashlight. Now that violates common sense. Common sense says that you can go faster than the speed of light by moving in the direction of the speed of light. And Einstein said, nope. Now how can that be? How can that be that the speed of light is the same whether you fire the flashlight forward, backward, sideways, up, down, whatever, it's the same velocity? How do you reconcile that fact? Well, you reconcile the fact because of the fact that, velocities do not add properly at these velocities, plus the fact that how do you measure velocities? You measure velocities with a clock or stopwatch and a ruler stick. But what happens if the stopwatch slows down? And what happens if the ruler stick contracts? Well, at that point, all bets are off, right? Well, that's exactly how Einstein resolved this fact, that time slows down the faster you move. Now, this seems to violate common sense, but hey, we measure this all the time. Every day, we physicists measure this. We measure this thing every day with the GPS satellites. The GPS satellite orbits at 18,000 miles per hour around the planet Earth, and when it sends a beam of radio down to the Earth, okay, it turns out that the speed of light is going to be the same. The speed of radio is going to be the same no matter which way you go, but time slows down in the satellite as it orbits the planet Earth. That's the killer. If you understand that, you understand the essence of Einstein's theory of special relativity. The fact that if a rocket speeds at the velocity of light, time inside the rocket slows down. You don't believe it? We can measure this thing in the laboratory. This is no longer science fiction. This is science fact. Get used to it. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then I'll answer personally a lot of the emails that I get. So once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call in us in the radio station or website and the city you're calling from, and share your thoughts on national radio.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And I get a lot of emails, so let's try to answer some of them in batches. One set of email concerns a new documentary on the air. You can download it by streaming it. It's called A Tear in the Sky. It's about UAPs or UFOs, and I'm actually in it. And I must admit, at first, I was rather skeptical about being in this documentary. The documentary, quite frankly, is about flying saucers, about trying to capture on film these objects, these UAPs that are floating right in front of you. At first, I thought to myself, well, they have 5 days. That's the shooting time. They have 5 days reserved to shoot at night to detect the presence of these unidentified flying objects. So I said to myself, come on, give me a break. They're not going to find anything. I mean, what happens if the aliens are camera shy? What happens if the aliens went to lunch? What happens if it rains that day? 5 days, that's all they had to do the filming. Well, I was pleasantly surprised. First of all, you have to know where to go. You just can't go into the desert and expect to see flying saucers. No, they went off the coast of California, where back in 2004, the USS Nimitz and the USS Princeton recorded days' worth of these unidentified objects flying around, and they had military-grade equipment, military-grade radar, infrared sensors, optical sensors, to record this evidence. Perhaps every day, they said. Every day, they said these things would be flying around their aircraft carrier. So that's where they went. They decided to go to a place with a known history of having these UAP activities as recorded by the United States Navy. And they used sophisticated equipment. Nope, they simply didn't use a handheld camera. They had advanced optical sensors, radiation counters, gamma ray counters, infrared, optical, ultraviolet sensors. They took the equipment that was available to them, and they said to themselves, this is state of the art. They have everything except military-grade radar. That's the only thing they did not have. And they triangulated the position of these objects. They had these cameras based on three locations, such that any object that flew between them could be photographed from three different directions to give an accurate assessment of their velocity and their position. Well, that's what they wanted to do, and bingo! I guess the aliens probably heard about this five-day constraint they had, and so they obliged. So, watch it on TV. You see these scientists and professional photographers and ufologists assemble their high-tech equipment. They wait 5 days for any kind of activity, and sure enough, things begin to whiz across the screen. So in other words, this has now raised the bar for sightings of these objects. Before, it was like one person saying, hey, Martha, look up there, Martha. I see something. That was the state of the art 50 years ago. And 50 years ago, the United States Congress had hearings on these things. It was called Project Blue Book. And unfortunately, the kind of data they had was circumstantial eyewitness accounts and not very believable. So what happened? Nothing. Well, 50 years have passed. Now we have jets flying all over the place, military-grade radar, the ability to detect all sorts of things in the sky, and we have hours of these strange objects whizzing right across the military radar screens, things that are very hard to debunk. So, A Tear in the Sky is an amateur production. It's not the smoking gun. They did not photograph an alien. They did not photograph a crash. No. What they did do was using equipment available to anyone with a little bit of money to build sensors and equipment in order to record as much as they could any kind of object flying in their triangular spot. And sure enough, nature obliged, and they had some beautiful shots of things, who knows what they are, traveling at fantastic velocities right across their screen. So watch for it. It's called A Tear in the Sky. And personally, I hope it opens the floodgates. I hope it opens the floodgates to more serious amateurs who really want to be part of solving the mystery. Are they optical illusions? Some people think so. Are they just glorified weather balloons? Some people think so. Are they just nothing but dust particles on somebody's telescope? Somebody thinks so. So let's find out. Let's not just speculate. So before, as I said before, it was basically one person seeing something fly in the sky, and that's not credible. Now we have military-grade radar photographs, infrared sensors, optical sensors taken by the United States Navy, giving us a handle on these things. So hopefully, A Tear in the Sky will open the floodgates and allow more amateurs to jump into the game. And again, the key criterion is it has to be as scientific as possible. No more hearsay. No more tales of alien abductions. No, we want data. We want to calculate how fast they move. We want to know where they come from. We want to know whether it's an optical illusion or whether they are real. Well, talking about whether they're real or not, the congressional hearings wound up recently after a 50-year gap. And, well, the ufologists were kind of like disappointed that there was no smoking gun, no alien bodies, no alien crash landing saucer debris, no, none of that stuff. But the United States military did admit certain things, that before they had 143 sightings that could not be explained using the usual laws of known physics. 143 sightings. Now, since the year 2004, they've analyzed 400. I repeat, there are now 400 documented incidences taken by the United States Navy with military-grade radar of objects that cannot be identified. What are they? Well, the report, of course, is very, very clear that they simply don't know. It doesn't seem to be extraterrestrial, but they can't rule it out. And let's go over some of the details of what they found. These objects travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That's 20 times the speed of sound. And so this is far beyond what most objects can travel at. Airplanes do not travel at Mach 20. Second, they can drop 70,000 feet in just a few seconds. The deceleration factor is enormous, dropping 70,000 feet in just a few seconds. Not only that, but they zigzag. They zigzag and the G-force is created. You can calculate. The centripetal force is the velocity squared divided by the radius of curvature. You can calculate how many G-forces there are as these things zigzag. And the answer is several hundred. In other words, any tissue, any bone of an alien inside that rocket ship or whatever it is probably would be crushed as a consequence of these zigzags. Not to mention the fact that these things actually plunge into the ocean. They travel not just in the air. They not only descend 70,000 feet in a few seconds, they also go into the oceans, things that we didn't think possible. So what are they? Well, we don't know. All we know is that the military now admits they have 400 of these things that they are willing to talk about. And of course, there's a lot more that perhaps they have not yet talked about so far. Now, it used to be that if you were an Air Force or Navy pilot and you saw something in the sky, basically you kept your mouth shut. This has been acknowledged by the military because of the stigma factor. You're not going to get promoted. You're not going to get trusted steering a multi-million dollar aircraft if you see something in the sky that looks like a flying saucer. But now all the bets are off. The military has now said that, yes, they encourage military personnel to report these things so that there's more data. And that's the key to the whole puzzle. We want more reliable data. You know, there's a gold standard for observation of these things. Multiple sightings by multiple modes. That's the gold standard. Not just one person saying, "Hey, look, Martha, I see something whizzing across the cornfield." Nope. We're talking about multiple sightings by multiple modes. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. His number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News update. Wall Street ending the week with more losses thanks to rising interest rates and rising fears of recession.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 281 points Friday, along with drops of 142 on Wednesday and 764 points Thursday. The index lost just 1.7% of its value for the week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index took a bigger hit, dropping 2.7% over the past 5 days. I'm Richard Johnson.
There are still millions of Americans dealing with severe winter weather. Areas of the Northeast already hit hard with heavy snow could still see 2 to 4 inches just through tonight. New charges are filed in the Highland Park Chicagoland mass shooting on July the 4th. Alleged gunman Robert Cremo III's dad facing charges after turning himself in today, allegedly admitting he helped his troubled son obtain an Illinois weapons permit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to ask a question or make a comment about this great universe of ours, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, let me wrap up some of the things that we've been talking about. We've been talking about flying saucers and UAPs. And one question that I sometimes get is, well, Professor, what do you think? What do you think about all these things? Well, my attitude is, it's a realm of possibility that these objects could be extraterrestrial, or they might be optical illusions. We need more data. That's what we need to resolve the question. Let's say that a mosquito goes across your field of vision. If you didn't know the distance between you and the mosquito, and you thought that mosquito was actually a distant airplane, then, of course, that airplane would be traveling at fantastic velocities because it's so far away and whizzing right across your field of vision. Well, in actuality, it's nothing but a mosquito drifting by. Some people think that the origin of these sightings, they're actually weather balloons, they say. Weather balloons that you don't know the distance to. So a weather balloon that's leisurely floating in front of you, if you think it's very far away, can mimic a jet plane traveling at fantastic velocities. And some people say that explains these UFO sightings. Well, there's a problem here. The military has looked into that. And first of all, they found out that these objects, whatever they are, fly against the prevailing wind pattern. If these things were weather balloons, and it's all an optical illusion, that's a possibility, but they should be drifting with the wind. But no, these objects are not drifting with the wind at all. So in other words, right now we're simply clueless. And then take a look at the universe of ours. We have so far been able to identify 5,000, we're up to 5,000 now, planets orbiting other stars in the galaxy. And we've just begun to catalog these things. And about 20% of them are Earth-like, perhaps capable of sustaining life. Now look at the galaxy. The whole galaxy that you see every night is, well, it has about 100 billion stars. 100 billion stars in your own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. And we now have a census. The census of these planets show that every star on average has a planet going around it. So how many Earth-like planets are there in our backyard? Billions. Billions and billions and billions. And the probability that there's no life out there, I think, is extremely small. Now, some people say, well, microbial life is possible, perhaps in the oceans, but intelligent life? Well, that's the big question mark. Because if you look at the dinosaurs were around for 200 million years. That's a long time. 200 million years, that's when the dinosaurs ruled the world. How many of them became intelligent? Or what we would consider intelligent. How many? Well, to the best of our knowledge, none. Zero. We became intelligent just maybe 100, 200,000 years ago. That's a blink of an eye. So it means that perhaps intelligence is more rare than we thought. Perhaps it is a rare commodity. And how come we became intelligent but not the dinosaurs? Well, the dinosaurs are very sleek hunting and foraging animals. They could survive very, very well in that environment. But we, on the other hand, we humans have no armor. Our teeth are not very sharp. We don't run very fast. We can't fly. We don't have talons. We are basically unsuited to survive because we have one thing going for us, just one thing, and that is our brain. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. When we last left off, we were talking about, the dinosaurs. And, how come there are no more dinosaurs? Because the dinosaurs did not have a space program. Sorry about that. And that's why there are no more dinosaurs. They couldn't leave the Earth. They had no rockets. Well, we have the rockets, but can we leave the Earth? Are we sitting ducks to another asteroid impact like what knocked out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago? Well, the sad truth is we are sitting ducks. If we, with our telescopes, identify a gigantic killer asteroid coming in our direction, what do? Nothing. We are sitting ducks. You figure, why don't we just jump into the space shuttle and escape just the way Bruce Willis did? Nope. We have no space shuttle. We have no way of reaching deep space. The space shuttle cannot even reach deep space. It just twirls around the planet Earth. It cannot leave the gravitational field of the Earth at all. In other words, we are sitting ducks. So some people say, let's take the first baby step. The first baby step toward intercepting a killer asteroid is to identify what's out there. What's out there are called NEOs, Near Earth Objects. 25,000 of them, we think, orbit around the solar system, capable of knocking out one of our cities or states of the planet. These are called NEOs. They are more than 400 feet in diameter, about the size of a football field, and they could really do considerable damage if they were to hit the Earth. We track some of them. We track about 60% of them, which still leaves thousands of NEOs capable of causing tremendous destruction that we simply don't know the presence of. Now, I said football field. What about objects smaller than a football field? The size of, let's say, a small apartment house, a five-story apartment house, let's say. That could cause tremendous damage on the Earth, like what happened in Russia. We had two such impacts within the last 100 years in Russia. And the question is, what's the probability of one of them hitting the Earth? Well, the probability of another city buster, two of which hit Russia in the last 100 years, The probability of another city buster is perhaps 1 in 100 or 200 years. In fact, right on schedule, we had 2 such city busters in Russia in the last 100 years. Now, what about a nation buster? Something that could take out England or Germany, for example. Well, that, of course, is much less probable, perhaps once in a few thousand years. But then, what about a planet buster? Something that's 6 miles across, like what wiped out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. Well, the probabilities are, of course, we have to guess, but it's on the scale of maybe 50 million years. And so within that period of time, we could expect another gigantic object, an object bigger, much bigger than the Empire State Building, that could take out one of our cities, one of our nations, in fact, perhaps even life on the Earth as we know it. So what do we do about it? Well, as I said, step one, the first baby step, is to track these things. And recently, just last week, it was announced that there's a new way to track these killer asteroids. First of all, we track stars and things with our telescopes, but they're not hooked up to NASA's ability to detect rocks from space. In other words, if we have a telescope that can detect galaxies out there, and give us understanding of the Big Bang and black holes, that telescope is not used to plot the trajectory of killer asteroids. In fact, how many telescopes are there that are specifically designed to just track killer asteroids? Just a few, a handful of telescopes that are dedicated 100% of the time to analyzing these things. So somebody had the bright idea. Why don't we put these two types of telescopes together? In other words, buy time on a big scale, university scale telescope that looks for galaxies and nebulas and take the data from that to track asteroids. Brilliant idea, and it's already given us information. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on the air is 612-564-8135. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about killer asteroids that could wipe out the Earth, and just like what happened 65 million years ago, the dominant life form, the dinosaurs, got wiped out. And how do we detect these things? That's the first baby step, to find ways to track these things. We think there are about 25,000 of near-Earth objects that could cause tremendous destruction on the planet Earth, about 25,000 of them, of which we only track about 60%. So there's quite a bit of junk out there that we don't track at all. Well, here's an idea. Why not take the telescopes that are research grade, that look for galaxies and black holes in outer space, and buy time on them? Use a software program that then scans the heavens looking for killer asteroids. Such a simple idea, right? But it hasn't been tried, because we have very few telescopes that are specifically designed to look for killer asteroids. Well, that's an idea whose time has come. Use software, artificially intelligent software, takes a picture of the night sky day after day after day, puts them together, and you can see the trajectory of these asteroids slowly whizzing across the night sky. Bingo! So that has opened up a new chapter in asteroid detection. So it means that, yes, we can identify thousands of asteroids, many of them already known, but some of them unknown, because we do scan the sky. But we don't scan the sky for killer asteroids. We scan the sky for black holes and pulsars and neutron stars. But why not use these research-grade telescopes coupled with software to identify these objects, these killer asteroids? Well, that is now opening up the floodgates, because we're now going to get a more complete understanding of what's out there. Is there a rock with our name on it traveling toward the Earth? And speaking about stars, there's new activity in terms of trying to locate what are called Dyson spheres. A few years ago on Science Fantastic, we had a program about Dyson spheres. It turns out there's a star out there in the heavens called Tabby's star. Sunlight diminishes by 60% every few years. That's amazing. We've never seen that before. A star whose starlight drops by 60%. Now, if a planet, like Jupiter, were to move in front of a star, starlight drops by maybe a percent. But 20%? Well, people's imagination ran wild a few years ago. People said maybe the aliens. Maybe the aliens have created a gigantic Dyson sphere to absorb the energy of the mother star, and that's causing this reduction of starlight. Well, we don't know. It's still a raging controversy. But now some people are saying, well, maybe we should look for these things. Maybe if there are aliens out there, they do build Dyson spheres. And what's the most likely star to capture? A white dwarf. You see, stars are pretty big. Take a look at our sun, for example. But a white dwarf is the size of the Earth. That's right. We're talking about an object, the mass of the sun, squeezed down to the size of the Earth. That's a white dwarf. And so why not build a shell around the white dwarf to absorb its energy? That's a new idea. And, of course, astronomers are saying, let's look for them. Let's look for infrared sources of heat radiation coming from what we know to be an area with white dwarfs. So, people are doing that now. Sounds like science fiction, right? But it turns out that astronomers are actually looking for Dyson spheres, and we think they represent what are called Type 2 civilizations. Let me explain. We think that a Type 1 civilization is perhaps 100 years more advanced than us, and they can control the weather. They can control earthquakes and volcanoes. That's Type 1. Type 2 is they control the output of a star, like on Star Trek. They play with stars. That's Type 2. Type 3 would be galactic, like Star Wars. They colonize not just one star system, but thousands of star systems around the galaxy. Well, we're looking for Type 2. Why? Because a Type 2 civilization is immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a Type 2 civilization. Meteors, asteroids can be diverted. Ice ages can be delayed or eliminated entirely. So, Type 2 civilizations could build a Dyson sphere, which would allow them to take the energy, 100% of the energy of a white dwarf, without having to build an object as big as a star like our sun. So, some people are saying, aha, maybe that's what we should look for. Well, have we found anything? Nope. Sorry about that. We've looked, but so far we have not found any. But that's because we were looking at big stars. Now some astronomers are saying, let's look at tiny stars, white dwarf stars, which are more manageable, and look to see whether any of them support life. And speaking about life, let me say one thing that caught my eye reading some of the science and newsletters. It's about our memory. As the population of the United States ages, Alzheimer's sets in, dementia sets in, and your memory goes. And now there's new ways of attacking that memory problem. Forget all the stuff you see on television. Most of it is bogus. Most of it is not proven scientifically. But here's some scientists saying at UCLA that they have a clue to see how memories are lost with time, like when Alzheimer's. It turns out the memory is not stored in one spot in the human brain. It's spread out. And when you recall a memory, the brain literally splices together pieces of that memory and reassembles it. It reassembles it every time you recall something, which is the reason why your memory gets fuzzy with time, because it gets recalled over and over again. Well, scientists have now found the gene which is responsible for the breakup and the diminishing of these memories. It's called CCR5. And science is now finding chemicals which can slow down the process of degradation of cells. And that chemical will one day perhaps give us back some of our memories. At least that's the hope. Well, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can get on the air by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.